Once there was a little boy who lived by the seaside. He loved his house on the seaside. He could see the waves. He could see the boats. He could see the swimmers. He could see, occasionally, fish jumping in and out of the water. And he could see the boats with the fishermen on. And he loved going to the zoo. Why did he love going to the zoo? Because he had his favourite animals in the zoo. And do you know what his favourite animals were?
Meerkats.
He loved meerkats and he loved monkeys. He couldn't get enough of them. He'd always go to the zoo and look at the meerkats standing up, looking around like he's looking at them, they're looking at him. And then when he'd had enough of the meerkats, he'd go and he'd look in the monkey cage. And he'd see the monkeys jumping up and down, climbing up the trees. Sometimes he'd think to himself, I feel sorry for those monkeys. They're trapped. If this was in the jungle, they wouldn't be trapped. They'd be free to travel wherever they want. But he let it go because they were there in the zoo and he was in the zoo. And then he'd look at the meerkats standing there, not doing very much, but sometimes just pushing their heads up and thinking, I really wish those meerkats were in their natural habitat where they could do what they want and be with other animals and seem to enjoy themselves. But he kind of let that go as well, because if they were in the jungle or wherever they were from, he wouldn't be able to spend much time with them. So in the end, he was quite happy. One day, he got up and he said to his mummy, Mummy, I'm going to the beach. Mummy said, okay, come back for lunch, dear, because it was a Saturday. He said, okay, went down to the beach. There were some children playing. And then he looked out where he'd normally see the boats, but he couldn't see any boats. And they looked to his right where the children were playing, and there were no children playing. Where'd they gone? He thought, oh, that's strange. He looked in the sky. There was the sun, there were the clouds. But there was nobody about. Suddenly, the cars that were driving past had stopped. And he couldn't see any cars. He couldn't see any people. He couldn't see any boats. He couldn't see any swimmers. He couldn't see any fish jumping. In fact, he was completely alone. But he didn't mind. And so he started to look at the shells to see what he could collect. And he saw a perfectly flat shell. And he thought, I am going to try and throw this shell, see how far I could throw it into the waves. So he picked up the shell, lifted it high, pulled his hand right back, and shoo, threw the shell at a great distance into the sea. And he was looking to see where the shell was going to land. He didn't see where it went because there was a wave, but he did hear something. The shell landed clunk, and he heard someone saying, ow! He thought, that's strange. So he grabbed another shell, pulled his arm back as far as it could go, and threw the shell with all his might up into the air and across the waves, and saw it go down behind a wave. And then he heard a clunk. And he heard another sound, ow! And he got another shell. He couldn't see anything, it was very strange. He thought, I don't know what's going on here, but let me try this again. Pulled his arm right down, back, threw the shell off into the distance, saw it going down, and then, ow, can you please stop throwing that shell? He said, who's there? The voice said, Arthur, who's that? The little boy said, my name's Timmy. Arthur said, why don't you come and swim and meet us? Timmy said, oh, my mummy said I wasn't supposed to swim in the sea with weather like this and not without any grown-ups. Arthur said, we're grown-ups. You can come and join us. It's perfectly safe. Come on in. And then Timmy saw the wave go down, and there in the distance was a little dinghy. But were there three adults in the boat? No. They were three meerkats. He couldn't believe it. He said, "Excuse me, are you Arthur?" The meerkat said, "Yes, I am." Timmy said, "But you're a meerkat." He said, "Yeah, I just told you. I am, and so are my friends. We're all meerkats." Timmy said, "But what are you doing here?" Arthur said, "Well, we're just having a bit of a trip out." Timmy said, "Well, where are you from?" Arthur said, "Well, we're from the plains of Africa, and we got in our boat for a little day out. Where are you from?" Timmy said, "Well, I'm here in England, on the south coast." The meerkat smiled and said, "You're joking. This is Africa." Tim said, No. "This is England. Somehow or other, you have travelled on your little dinghy all across all of the oceans to get here. That's a lot of oceans. You would have had it all up the Atlantic Ocean, all the way from Africa, all the way north. It must have taken you 2 months in your dinghy to get here." Arthur the meerkat said, "No, we only left at breakfast." And Timmy thought to himself, "What am I doing talking to some meerkats? Meerkats can't talk." He said, "Why don't you just come here onto shore?" Arthur said, "Yeah, okay." So Arthur came in his dinghy and his two friends, and they sat down with Timmy. And Timmy said, "Would you like to play a game?" They said, "Sure. Do you want to play it?" The meerkat said, "Sure, how do you play that?" Tim said, "Well, one of us has to be the person who gets caught. The other people have to just watch, and then they have to find or catch the other person." They said, "Okay, right, I'll start." So Timmy ran across the beach. He said, "Okay, you can start now." And he saw the meerkats. Were they running? No. The meerkats were just standing where they were, popping their heads up, having a look, popping heads down. As soon as one of them popped the head up and popped the head down, the next one popped the head up and put the head down, and then the third one popped his head up and popped his head down. Timmy said, "No, that's not how you play it in England." Arthur said, "Well, this is how we play it in Africa." "Here," Timmy said, "let me show you around." So he took the meerkats to his house, but Mummy wasn't there. There were still no cars anywhere. Timmy said, "I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you meerkats in the zoo." Arthur said, "What do you mean, a zoo?" Timmy said, "Well, here we are. We've got a zoo where we've got meerkats and we've got monkeys and we've got all sorts of random other animals, but meerkats and monkeys is what I like best." They said, "Okay." So they went to the zoo. There was nobody else around. There, in the cage, were three little boys. The meerkat said, "They're not meerkats, they're human beings." Timmy said, "Of course they're meerkats." He looked again, and sure enough, they weren't meerkats. There were three little boys playing around in the enclosure. He thought, "This is very strange." And Timmy said, "Well, come with me, I'll show you the chimpanzees." So they went over to the chimpanzees, monkeys enclosure. And there, inside the enclosure, were three little girls. Timmy said, "I don't understand. Where have the monkeys gone?" The meerkat says, "Well, there won't be any monkeys here, like I told you. There's only monkeys in the jungle. Anyway, where are all these people you're telling us about?" Timmy looked around. He couldn't find any human beings anywhere. But he did notice a few dogs walking around, and a few cats, and a few mice, and he saw two horses walking along on their own through the zoo, talking to each other. How strange, Timmy thought. Horses don't talk to each other in English. And he said, "Oi, little girls." And the little girls looked up and went, "Ooh, ooh, 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 ooh." Timmy said, "What are you doing in the enclosure?" The little girls said, "Ooh, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ah," and started to eat bananas. Timmy thought, "This is very strange indeed." Looked at the meerkats in the enclosure again, and they were just little boys. He said, "Excuse me, little boys, What are your names? The little boys didn't say anything. They just popped their head up, one after the other, and popped them down again, just like meerkats were doing. And he looked at his meerkat friends, his new meerkat friends, and said, I don't get it. What's going on here? The meerkat said, nothing. This is quite normal to have humans in enclosures. Timmy says, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm a little boy and I'm normal. Where's everybody else? The meerkat said, what do you mean a little boy? Timmy said, I'm a little boy. The meerkat said, I think you should look in a mirror. So Timmy went in to his house. There was a mirror. He looked in the mirror. What was looking back at him? A meerkat. He had become a meerkat. Suddenly he wasn't a little boy anymore. He was a meerkat. He was speaking English. And he looked at the family photos on the desk and in the kitchen and on the table. And they were all photos of meerkats, except for two. Two photos were of chimpanzees, and that's where his cousins normally were. And instead, there were two photos of chimpanzees. And he said, Mummy, help! And the voice came back, what is it, darling? I'm busy. He said, Mummy, come down, please. And Mummy came downstairs, except Mummy wasn't a human mummy anymore. Mummy was a meerkat as well. Timmy was so shocked by all of this. He said, I think I need to go and lie down now. So Timmy went to his bedroom, had a lie down. When he woke up, he ran into the bathroom. He was still himself. Went downstairs. Mummy was in the kitchen and Mummy was still herself. He said, Mummy, come with me quickly to the zoo. Went to the zoo. There in the enclosures were the meerkats doing their thing, the chimpanzees, monkeys doing their thing. And Timmy said to Mummy, Mummy, I don't think it's very fair that we've got meerkats and we've got monkeys in the zoo like this. Mummy said, why am I not? He said, well, just think what it would be like if the meerkats were little boys and the monkeys were little girls. How would you feel then? Mummy said, well, that doesn't happen, darling. Humans aren't in zoos. Timmy said, Mummy, I just went down to the beach where I said I was going to go, and I saw three meerkats in a dinghy, and they were just from Africa, and they just come here, and I took them to the zoo, and there were human boys and human girls in there, and I came home, and all the photos were not human anymore. They were meerkats, and they were monkeys, particularly my cousins. There were two monkeys. Mummy said, oh, darling, don't worry. Just a dream. Nothing to worry about. Timmy said, I still don't think it's very fair that all these animals in the zoo, when they really want to be free and they want to be home. Mummy said, well, there's not much we can do about it now. But Timmy then heard a sound. He looked out of the window, and there in the garden were three meerkats and three chimpanzees. And he quickly went to the zoo, and the door were open to the monkey cage and the meerkat cage. And there in the garden, he looked again, were indeed the three monkeys and the three meerkats. And he said, how did you get there? And suddenly the meerkat said, well, don't you remember? You turned into a meerkat yesterday and you came here with your friends and we were humans and you let us be free. And so we thought we'd come to say thank you to you. But you know what? We much prefer being meerkats and chimpanzees to being humans. But thanks for letting us go. Even though Timmy couldn't remember doing that, he figured out he must have done it, because he felt so strongly about it. And from that point on, Timmy was kind to animals wherever he went. And he did try to release animals from zoos wherever he went. But his mummy decided not to take him to zoos anymore, because You can't just open cages to animals out. They might not survive if they haven't got the food they're getting. And what would happen if you let a lion out of its cage? Not a good idea. Anyway, that's the story about Timmy, the meerkats, and the chimpanzee.